Good evening, everybody. This is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another daily Bible reading. It is good to be here tonight. If you can turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 34, we will pick up from where we left off. Genesis chapter 34. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul clave on Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel and spake kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they came. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, the soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you, give her him to wife, and make ye marriages with us, and give us your daughters unto us, and take our daughters unto you. And ye shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade ye therein, and get you possessions therein. And Shechem said unto her father and unto her brethren, let me find grace in your eyes, and what ye shall say unto me I will give. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as ye shall say unto me, but give me the damsel to wife. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully, and said, because he had defiled Dinah their sister. And they said unto them, we cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that were a reproach unto us. But in this we will consent unto you, if ye will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised. Then will we give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters unto us. And we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if ye will not hearken unto us to be circumcised, then will we take our daughter, and we will be gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. And the young men deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter. And he was more honorable than all the house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came unto the gate of their city and communed with the men of their city, saying, these men are peaceable with us. Therefore let them dwell in the land and trade therein. For the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only herein will the men consent unto us for to dwell with us, to be one people, if every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised. Shall not their cattle and their substance and every beast of theirs be ours? Only let us consent unto them, and they will dwell with us. And Hamor and Shechem said, his son hearkened all that went out of the gate of his city, and every man was circumcised, and all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses and that which was in the city and that which was in the field and all their wealth and all their little ones and their wives took they captive and spoiled even all that was in their home, in the house. And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, ye have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And I, being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house. And they said, should he deal with our sister as with an as within a harlot? Genesis chapter 35. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his house, household, and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. And let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in the ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak. And the name of it was called El Lorniabacuth. And God appeared unto Jacob again, and when he came out of Paddan Aram, and blessed him. And God said unto him, Thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee. And kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it. And to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of that place where God spake with him, Bethel. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, that is a pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Adar. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in the land, in that land, that Reuben went and laid with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12, the sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun, the sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin, and the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaiden, Dan, and Naphtali, and the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad, and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born to him in Padan Aram. And Jacob came into Jacob came unto Isaac his father, and unto Mamre, unto the city of Arba, which is in Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. And the days of Isaac were 180 years. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Genesis chapter 36. Now these are the generations of Esau, who was Edom. Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan, Adah the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Aholiabah, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon the Hivite, and Bashmeth, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Naboth. And Adar bare Esau, Eliphaz, and Bashmath bare Reu, and Abimelech bare Yeush, and Yalam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, which were born unto him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives, and his sons, and his daughters, and all the persons of his house, and his cattle, and all his beasts, and all his substance, which he had got in the land of Canaan, and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob. For their riches were more than that they might dwell together. And the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Adah, the wife of Esau; Reu, the son of Bashmath, and the wife of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Gatam, and Kenats. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son, and she bare to Eliphaz Amalek. These were the sons of Adah, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Reu: Naath, and Zerah, Shammah, and Mitzah. These were the sons of Bashmath, Esau's wife. And these were the sons of Aholibamah, the sons of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife. And she bare to Esau Jeush, and Jalam, and Korah. These were the dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn son of Esau: Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, Duke Kenats, Duke Korah, Duke Gatam, and Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Adah, and these are the sons of Reu, Esau's son: Duke Nahath, Duke Zerah, Duke Shammah, Duke Mitzah. These are the dukes that came of Reuel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Bashmith, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Aholibamah, Esau's wife: Duke Jeush, Duke Jalam, Duke Korah. These were the dukes that came of Aholibamah, the daughter of Anna, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Esau who Edom, and these are their dukes. These are the sons of Seir, the Horite, who inhabited the land, Lotan, Shobal, and Zibeon, and Ana, and Dishon, and Itzer, and Dishan. These are the dukes of the Horites, the children of Seir in the land of Edom. And the children of Lotan were Hori and Heman, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. And the children of Shobal were these, Alvan, and Manhath, and Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. And these are the children of Zibeon, and both Aha and Ana. This was that Ana that found the mules in the wilderness as he fed the asses of Zibeon, his father. And the children of Ana were these, Dishon and Aholibamah, and the daughters of Ana. And these are the children of Dishon, Hemdan, and Esbon, and Ithran, and Kiran. The children of Ezer are these, Bilhan, and Zelvan, and Alkan. The children of Dishon are these, Uts, and Oran. These are the dukes that came of the Horites, Duke Lotan, Duke Shobal, Duke Zibeon, Duke Ana, Duke Dishon, Duke Ezer, Duke Dishan. These are the dukes that came in Horai, among their dukes in the land of Seir. And these are the kings that reign in the land of Edom. Before their reign, any king over the children of Israel. And Bela, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom. And the name of this city was Dinabah. And Bela died in Yobab, the son of Zerah, the of Bozrah, reigned in his stead. And Yoab died, and Husham of the land of Temani reigned in his stead. And Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Avith. And Hadad died in Semlah of Masgra, reigned in his stead. And Samalah died, and Saul of Raboth by the river reigned in his stead. And Saul died, and Baalhan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And Baalhan, the son of Achbor, died, and Hadar reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Peu, and his wife's name was Mahbel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mazab. And these are the names of the dukes that came of Esau according to their families, after their places by their names: Duke Timnah, Duke Alva, Duke Jatheth, Duke Ahimelech, Duke Ella, Duke Pinon, Duke Kenetz, Duke Taman, Duke Mizbar, Duke Magdiel, Duke Aram. These be the dukes of Edom according to their habitations in the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of the Edomites. All right, everybody, that's going to be it for today. Thank you all for tuning in. Again, that was we just got done reading Genesis chapter 34, 35, and 36. Next time, we will be reading Genesis chapter 37, 38, and 39. Hopefully, you all can tune in next time. With that said, this is Brother Brandon. I'm signing out for the evening. God bless you. I love you, and we'll see you on the next one. God bless you guys. See you. Bye.